are listening to the Primitive Intelligence Podcast, bonus episode number 2, The Harrowing Tale of Crocodile. This is a way back flashback to season 1. This bonus episode of the Primitive Intelligence Podcast starts now. In this episode, we're diving into the haunting realm of Crocodile, a drug that shattered lives and sent shockwaves through communities. Originating in Russia around 2002, Crocodile, named after the Russian word for crocodile, isn't just a substance of addiction. It's a toxic concoction that disfigures and destroys those who fall under its grip. This homemade opioid injectable, derived from codeine and easily accessible materials, has sparked fear and fascination in equal measure. It's spread across Europe, brought with it disturbing tales, earning titles like The Drug That Eats Junkies Alive and The Russian Zombie Drug. Reports highlight the harrowing aftermath of its use, leaving users with green-black scaling skin, discoloration, and severe cutaneous infections that lead to necrosis and gangrene. This was actually the first topic Rocco and I talked about way back in the very first episode of the Primitive Intelligence Podcast. Here's a clip from that episode. So before we started recording, you started telling us about a story.
Yes, I wanted to... Actually, I saw this and it was horrifying. I heard some sort of report about... of course, it had to be something about zombies. I don't know exactly why. They were talking about a new drug that was causing zombie-like behavior, which is nothing new these days. I was thinking it was going to be bath salts. And it was in Russia, and it's called Crocodile. Crocodile? You have to pull this up.
I'm going
to
pull it up right now.
And apparently this is some sort of homemade drug, which I guess they all are. And it's instantly addictive, from what I understand. And not only is it instantly addictive, it strips the flesh off of your body. And whoever is on it continues to do whatever they can to, you know, rob, steal, do whatever they can to get the drug, even though the skin is literally falling off their body. So you have to actually take a look at the pictures, because I saw some of the pictures, and it's horrifying. I've not heard of it here, but I heard about it.
In Russia.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just started typing in Russian zombie, and it came up Russian zombie drug.
All right.
Crocodile.
Yeah, they call it that because it does something to the skin to make it look crocodile-like, and then it starts to fall off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, look, the website that it came up is called Godlike Productions, so I don't know how much this I'm going to believe.
Right, go to images.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. Everybody out there just got to go to images.
Go to images.
And you will be horrified. I saw, my first image I saw was a forearm, but not a forearm, the bones of a forearm, and somebody's sitting there like staring at the camera, like smiling or something.
Although it would be hard. Oh, yeah. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, see that?
Oh, come on. Some of these can't be real.
Look at it. Take a look at this.
That look. Tell me what you think. I mean, I'm just looking real quick. That's some CGI.
No, it's not.
Makeup. Yeah, that's not. Come on. Look at that dude with the teeth. That's not right.
The dude with the teeth.
That's...
Oh, no, that's not right.
Yeah, that's... Exactly.
No, the one with the forearms. I gotta look at those.
That's...
I lost my audio.
That's awesome.
Oh, well. I'm unplugging if you hear something for a second.
That is... That's just...
Unfortunately, it looks like the original article mentioned in that episode now requires a membership to access. And dear Lord, did we sound young there. But what's the chemistry behind this deadly drug? Researchers delved into the murky synthesis of crocodile, unraveling a complex web of substances and reactions involved. Analytical techniques that I have no idea what they are. These are just letters to me, but techniques like GCMS and RPHPLCDAD, no idea what those are, were employed to detect desamorphine, the primary psychoactive compound, and shed light on a myriad of chemical components within the crocodile mixture. Yet, amidst the darkness, there is a glimmer of hope. From this chemical complexity, researchers identified a mixture of morphinins, compounds with potential clinical applications for treating opioid abuse, pain, and various disorders, a silver lining in a realm rife with devastation. But make no mistake, the consequences of crocodile use are dire.
It's a drug with a frighteningly short survival window of just 2 years post initial use. Its production process, a crude and perilous affair involving codeine, household solvents, and other hazardous materials, leads to immediate and extensive tissue damage upon injection. So one of the cases I found, I'm gonna read you the case presentation. A 25-year-old woman arrived at the emergency department after experiencing a week of discomfort, inflammation, and open sores on her right thigh. While she typically used heroin on a daily basis, a recent job loss led her to seek cheaper alternatives for heroin via the internet. Over the past few months, she had been injecting a substance called Crocodile, purchased from an online Russian seller. Initially, she noticed blistering in the affected area, which later progressed into painful ulcers with tissue decay. During examination, her temperature measured 101 degrees Fahrenheit. Her heart rate was 125 beats per minute, and her blood pressure read 115 over 60. The front of her right thigh appeared swollen, with redness and several significant decaying ulcerations. She was admitted to the hospital and received treatment involving intravenous antibiotics and wound care. However, she decided to leave the hospital, and there was no follow-up after that. In regions where crocodile use persists, limited access to adequate health care can worsen the already severe complications. Often medical attention is sought only in the advanced stages of tissue damage, sometimes leading to severe consequences like mutilation, amputation, or even death. When individuals do seek help, extensive wound care and intravenous antibiotics become necessary. Sadly, amputation remains the sole recourse in many cases. Reports underline the potent nature of desamorphine, promoting frequent redosing and binge patterns that span several days. These prolonged binges bring about sleep deprivation, poor hygiene, malnutrition, escalating the risk of further health complications. The varying potency of desamorphine amplifies the threat of overdose. Treatment protocols must address not just the localized tissue destruction, but also the potential for widespread organ damage. In cases of respiratory depression, administering naloxone via intravenous injections becomes crucial for immediate intervention. So when Rocco first brought this to the show, it was kind of coined as the zombie drug, and that's what people were focused on. A lot of those zombieism stories turned out to just be sensationalized media posts. And luckily, Crocodile seems to have fallen off the map, in large part thanks to codeine being restricted to prescription-only status in a lot of countries. We really don't need a zombie drug. We also don't need a drug that makes your skin fall off. And the fact that it's no longer really a thing is a blessing. It really is a silver lining. I want to thank you for checking out this second bonus episode of the Primitive Intelligence Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. As always, you can contact the show at podcast@primitiveintelligence.com. That's going to do it for me this week. See ya.